Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Sermon Prep 101. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. God speaking to Jeremiah. Jesus was masterful in using visual illustrations, common everyday things, to illustrate the biblical truth he wanted to teach. God does the same thing with Jeremiah. God instructs Jeremiah to simply go to the potter's house and watch. Jeremiah obeyed. I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working. Verse 3. It was after taking in this scene that God could speak to Jeremiah a sermon illustration. Jeremiah says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me." Verse 5. Not only did God help Jeremiah prepare his sermon with a visual illustration, but God also prepared Jeremiah for the follow-up conversation. God knew how the people would respond to Jeremiah's message, and he again gave him the words to speak ahead of time, verses 12 through 17. God knows his sheep better than we do. He knows what they need to hear and how best to make his message stick. Jesus said, "I have never spoken on my own authority or of my own accord or as self-appointed, but the Father who sent me has himself given me orders concerning what to say and what to tell. And I know that his commandment means eternal life. So whatever I speak, I am saying exactly what my Father has told me to say and in accordance with his instructions." John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50 in the Amplified Bible. We pastors and evangelists dare not try to prepare a message on our own. Samuel Johnson prayed something that I pray every time I sit down to prepare a sermon. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is in vain, invigorate my studies. Seeking God's help in our sermon preparation should be our very first action every single time.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.